Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is John Batchelor. I speak with my colleague Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies of the United Nations and its denial not only of Jewish history but of reality. The United Nations, through its board, UNESCO, is claiming that Hebron, the site of the Tomb of the Patriarchs, is a Palestinian city and that no Jews have ever lived there. The Tomb of the Patriarchs. Listen to Rich. His astonishment, I join. This is the United Nations today, in denial of human history.
Well, this was one of the last straws that led the former administration, the Trump administration, to finally pull all U.S. participation out of UNESCO. We haven't been funding it for years because they had already recognized a quote-unquote Palestine as a state during the Obama administration, and U.S. law for many years had restricted our funding, but we were still participating in it. And what had happened back in 2017 is UNESCO went ahead and decided that that Tomb of the Patriarchs you're talking about isn't Jewish at all. There's no Jewish link to the Tomb of the Patriarchs. That's another Palestinian site in a Palestinian city where no Jews have ever existed. And it's just mind-boggling. Who else would claim the Tomb of the Patriarchs? Abraham, Isaac, I mean, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca. I mean, it makes no sense. Of course, who wouldn't recognize this to be a Jewish holy site? Apparently, the United Nations. Why? Because there is a concerted effort to use UN agencies like UNESCO by the Palestinians, by detractors of Israel, by anti-Semites, to delegitimize Jewish history, to say that Jews weren't there.
I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.